from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, good morning. This is Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and isn't it wonderful the Republicans now have come up with a solution to the problem? They simply caved in on everything. Oh, certainly we're not going to have certainly a new budget. We're not going to increase the debt level unless, of course, we block Obamacare or cut off funding for Obamacare. The Republicans will hold to that, and of course they never intended to. Ladies and gentlemen, it was all political theater. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly will recall that I've commented, I've been asked to go on to other people's radio programs and talk about the coming, certainly, martial law on the FEMA camps and how the whole system was going to break down because of this phony debt crisis. Now, the real problems, believe me, there are major problems. But this was simply not one of the manifestations of it. The problem is we're spending more money than we're taking in. We've been doing it for a long period of time. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader of the Senate, got a $2 billion sweetheart deal he'd been trying to get for a development of a dam in Kentucky for betraying America. But after all, don't we have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C., the finest politicians that money could buy? And nothing's ever done. Remember, when Lyndon Johnson went to Congress back in the 1950s, he had to borrow money for transportation. And when Lyndon Johnson left Washington, D.C., after serving as the president, he was one of the richest men in Texas, and he never worked an honest day in his life. But he did work for the government, and he rewarded himself very, very well. Well, with us this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. I got a special request to have him on. We've had him on our other programs, and so I've asked him to come on here and talk to you about his latest series of essays on the global financial debt spiral. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a global financial debt spiral. Certainly we know that Chase Manhattan Bank is sending out letters saying if you have money with them, why you can't send money out of the country. You can't send money out of the country? What madness is that? Well, Dr. Kaufman, you pick up the story and talk to us about this global financial debt spiral, which, of course, this current crisis is simply a symptom of.
Yes, in fact, thank you, Stan. I'm glad to be back on with you. It is a sad day for America of what we've been witnessing the last week and a half and 2 weeks. It's nothing more than a continuation of what we've been doing for 40 years to gradually erode the strong foundation of this country till it's just in shatters and tatters. The Republicans have caved in like this for as long as I can remember, and I'm getting up there in years. And the whole outcome of it, of course, is to basically destroy this country and the fabric in it so that we can create a world government. There's no question of that in my mind anymore. It shouldn't be in anyone's mind, but yet people are basically ignorant. They live in their own little world. They watch their football games. They do these things that are fun and so forth. And really, there's nothing wrong with those types of things, but when you do those to the exclusion of knowing what's going on and what is going on and what is happening to you, what the government is doing to you, I think is criminal. And we have a nation that just does that automatically. They have been programmed to that. And in my book, Plundered, I go through in one of my chapters how they have been planning to do this for over 50 years. I mean, there's actually documentation government documentation that goes back over 50 years, 60 years, that explains how they are going to propagandize the American people through our school systems to the point where this is what they will do. They're very easy to manipulate and manage. They are going to be focused on fun things and internal things and not pay attention to what their government's doing, and boy, have they been successful. If we think that what we're seeing now is unique, it's not. It just basically is a repeat of the same formula time after time after time after time. The progressives, both parties, not just Democrats, but the progressives in both parties, create a crisis that looks like the one party wants to try to solve and the other party is trying to maintain until they get to the brink of a disaster and then they find a solution. And the unfortunate thing about it is that the progressive Democrats have been doing this to the conservatives for generations. It's nothing new. It's the same formula. We're promised that we're going to tackle entitlements in this last week. We've heard we're going to tackle entitlements and so forth. It will never, ever happen. They will be just as entrenched as they are right now on January 15th. It will not change a thing because they're never intended to change anything. We hear about Iran using these negotiations as a tool to prolong their ability to create a nuclear weapon. Well, that's what the progressive Democrats have been doing for over 60 years. They keep doing this time after time, promising that they will do this, and then, of course, they never do. Now, what's going on in the world? What we're seeing now is a major, a perfect storm beginning to develop that will probably hit. It could be before the end of the year, but more likely going to be in early 2014. That will just devastate this country in a way that you can't even begin to imagine right now. It is so huge, and there are so many components all heading in the same direction that you have to wonder if can it be stopped. Well, yes, it can, because I think with God all things are possible if we get down on our knees. That's where the real battle is in the spiritual realm. But nonetheless, what we're seeing here is the perfect storm. Let's take a look first at the international level. The international level, Japan, for instance, is going down in flames. It's almost on the heels of Greece, except we never hear about it. Why? Because they don't want you to hear about it. If we knew that Japan was going down, it would create a panic in this country. But their bond market is totally shattered now. It's in tatters. It's considered junk bonds at this particular point in time. Their debt to GDP is 250%. In other words, their debt is 250% larger than their gross domestic product. A nation can't do that. It just cannot do that. If it goes even close to 50%, you're in trouble. And as a consequence, Japan is in a world of hurt beyond anything that we can ever imagine. And they are paying huge energy prices because they have to import their oil and natural gas and so forth from the Mideast. Hopefully, within a couple of years, they can import it from the United States, but that's not going to happen. We'll get back to this.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Dr. Michael Kaufman, Ask the American Investor.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver? Or people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely, you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, I guess this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, he's talking about Japan. What's Japan doing? Well, Japan's been in the depression for 20 years, so they've come up with a wonderful idea. They're going to lower the value of their currency, destroy half of its value, and then, of course, the goods that they produce will be far more cheaper so they can be exported. People will buy Japanese goods because they're cheaper, and that will get the economy going. It'll get them out of the depression and recession. Of course, it'll, in the process of destroying the value of the currency, and they've already destroyed 20% of the value of the currency within the last few months. Why, of course, they're going to impoverish the Japanese people, destroy the value of their life savings, destroy the value of their bonds and stocks and annuities and pensions. But the average Japanese doesn't understand what's really going on, and yet, of course, the government doesn't conceal the fact at all. They're intentionally destroying the value of the currency by doubling the amount of currency in circulation to stimulate the economy. Michael, pick up the story.
Well, what you raise, I'm going to jump ahead of myself a little bit here and just say that we're doing the same thing in the United States. We accuse China of currency manipulation, but let me tell you, folks, we're manipulating our currency, the dollar bill, every bit as much as, if not more, than China is. What's called the currency war. Right now, the world is in a currency war. You didn't know that, or most of you didn't know that, but we're in what's called the third currency war, and this is devastating. And what nations are attempting to do is to devalue their currency so that their goods and products are cheaper than their neighbors, and their neighbors will want to buy them. Except it's never worked in all of history. Whenever it's been tried by an individual nation or whatever, it's never worked. It's always resulted in a disaster. And, folks, we are heading for a disaster. This is just one component of this perfect storm that I'm talking about that's going to hit probably in the next 6 months or so. And I'm saying probably because I don't know. Nobody knows for sure, although the global elite want it to happen, I believe. They could make it happen anytime they want to. They could have made it happen 10, 12, 15 years ago if they wanted to, but they weren't ready. I get the impression that they're ready now, and this is what they're doing, is allowing the world's currencies and the world's economy to actually come unglued into this financial death spiral that will hit sometime in the next 6 months so that they can give us what we think we want to rescue us out of. I mean, because it will be a disaster beyond anything that you have ever thought, let alone experienced before. And they will rescue us, but we have to give up our freedoms in exchange. This is what I believe that they're after, and it's very much right. We're cliff right now, and it's just one more step, and we're done. But the United States is in this currency war. Just in the last 6 months, what has happened is that our currency has devalued by 30% compared to the Chinese yuan. And China is trying to do the same thing to us, so we're all heading for the bottom. And folks, there's nothing at the bottom except disaster, and yet we're still doing this. And you look at this happening, and you're saying, why are we doing this? Are these people insane? Yes, I really do believe that they have a form of insaneness or a cycle problem. And one of the reasons is that most of what we're seeing right now are being done by progressives, or socialists, if you want to call them that. The socialists or progressives in this world, it's been shown for over 100 years in psychiatric reports and so forth, they cannot connect to reality. Their reality to them is what they think in their minds. And, of course, it has nothing to do with what's really going on and everything to do with what they think they can do. And they are masters at it. Our government is controlled by it. Our Congress, our state legislatures, our judicial system more and more, and certainly our public education system, and certainly the media. All of them have this disability that they cannot see reality. And as a consequence, even if it's right there in their face, they cannot see it. And I'll give you an example a little bit later on of what's happening in Europe. They just totally ignore what they see and just push ahead because what they know they're right and they're going to do it regardless of what is actually happening around them. And this is what the world is faced with this currency war. That's just one component. Now let's get to Europe. Europe basically is in a state of utter disaster. Had it not been for our quantitative easing, that's where we're printing money out of thin air, especially quantitative easing number two. Now, if you remember back in 2010, 2012, we discussed and you heard on the news how Europe, there didn't seem to be any way we can save it. Well, we did, sort of, although we just merely prolonged the agony that they're going through by giving much of that quantitative easing money, that $1 trillion, $800 billion and so forth in QE2 and another $400 billion and so forth in QE1 and now $85 billion a month in QE3. So what we're doing is we're propping up Europe with our money, your money that you're going to have to pay, your kids are going to have to repay out in the future with money that basically does not have any asset value, nothing to back it up. It's just printed out of thin air. And that got the European nations, the sovereign debt of the individual countries, the banks, and so forth, out of real trouble back in 2010, 2011. But it's going to raise its ugly head again. In fact, it is. We're seeing nothing but disaster after disaster after disaster. Now, I told you I was going to show you an example of what is happening with the progressive or socialist mentality in Europe. They got into the mess that they're in right now because of their inability to understand reality. And right now, they have been involved in green energy. That's the windmills and the solar panels and so forth for over 6 to 7 years. And it is destroying their economies. They are destroying their economy. I mean, nothing. The European papers and so forth are full of this stuff every single day now. There for a while, it looked like they might make it, but I knew they couldn't. In fact, we predicted right from the very start that they were going to fail, and they have. And what's happening is when the sun doesn't shine, the panels don't work, and when the wind doesn't blow, the wind doesn't work to create electricity. And that happens very, very often. And as a consequence, they don't have a reliable energy source. And they're in a constant state of turmoil because of it. Last winter, for instance, England had about a week and a half of very still weather, very cold, very bitter weather, where the temperatures were down around, and this is in Fahrenheit now, down in the low teens and so forth, every day. Well, you can't survive when the weather is that cold. And yet they had no power. They had no electricity to warm these homes because most homes in England work off of electricity in one form or another. And as a consequence, they had 1 million homes that were threatened without electricity because of their green energy program. And what they did, and the only thing that saved them, was the fact that several of these coal-fired generators had just been shut down a week or so before that. We still had coal. They still had the ability to turn it back on again, and they did. And they saved those homes. And they have speculated, basically, that they would have lost hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people to freezing had that not happened. Are they going to back off of their green energy program? No. What they're doing is they're putting in diesel power plants, diesel, in order to kick in when you have these kinds of problems. Well, that's insane. Not only is it extremely expensive to do this, but you are actually going back to fossil fuel, which is the whole purpose of the green energy program in the first place. Same thing's happening in Germany. They're putting in coal facilities now. You know, you sit there and you wonder, am I living in a sane world? No, you're not. You're living in a world of wishful thinking. And, folks, you cannot survive very long that way. Europe is destroying itself, is going to fail. And Europe has at least two nations, Sweden and Estonia. Now, Sweden, many of you recognize back in their earlier days, they were known as the most socialistic nation in Europe. Sweden was right at the very top. And as Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister of England, said back in Reagan's day, that you can, socialism only works as long as you can spend other people's money. Well, in the early 1990s, Sweden realized they were out of other people's money. There was nothing left. They couldn't continue these policies of taxation and so forth. And they begin to implement what is known as an Austrian method of economic policy, which basically means you pay as you go and you do not borrow. You have to have your retirement. You have to have the money there, actually there. Not maybe you'll have that in the future, but it's there in order to pay your retirees and so forth. And it was an extremely painful period for Sweden during that time of adjustment. They still have a lot of socialist programs. I think they're still really top-heavy. But they're it worked. Imagine that. Free market enterprise actually worked. And they're out of that mess right now. They have suffered nothing during this recession that is threatening to destroy the rest of Europe. Literally. That example is right there in front of the whole European nation, set of the European nations, the EU, and they refuse to acknowledge that their system, which is called the Keynesian economic theory, will work. They refuse to say that it won't work and go back to an Austrian method that has been proven that it will. Estonia realized the same thing in the early 2000s and asked Sweden to help them out to recreate that same miracle. They did the same thing, and guess what? Their gross domestic product rose 7% the last 2 years, each year, while ours is around the 1.5% and so forth. Austrian economics works. In that, on my sixth article, the sixth part, it's a seven-part article, a series, I talk about Austrian economics. And, folks, it really does work. It's not perfect. There is no economic system that's perfect. But Keynesian economics, every time it has been used in history, and it's been around for 100 years, but every time that it has been used in history, it has always, always, always failed. And yet these progressives and these socialists continue to use it. Why? Because it depends on big government. Keynesian economics has to have big government and big government control. This is what it's based on. And, of course, socialist progressives love big government. And, therefore, the two go hand in hand. And it always results in disaster. Now, moving on, China. China, according to the magazines, economic magazines and so forth, in the last 10 years, is an economic miracle, right? That's what you've been hearing about. Folks, it's not. It's a double standard that they're using in China. Now, they've done some good things, but the fact is that much of their economy is underground. You never see it. It's never on paper. You never see the banks themselves are somewhat autonomous from the national government, and they have created a huge debt of trillions and trillions of dollars that they have absolutely no way to repay. Literally no way to repay. You have these ghost cities in China. When after the 2008 financial crisis, they begin to grow, to show the world that they are very wealthy and that they have this huge economy and so forth. And they have these dozens and dozens of major cities that would probably hold the populations of hundreds or 200, maybe millions of people. I mean, they're high rises, 60 to 70 stories high. And I mean, they're beautiful, at least from the outside. I don't know how the infrastructure of those cities are. But nonetheless, nobody lives in them. Why? Because no one can afford them in China. They're just sitting there empty. Now, you have all this debt accruing and no way to pay it off because the people themselves cannot move into those cities, create a business, and start some sort of a process of building a civilization in those cities. So they're sitting there empty. Now they don't know what to do with them. What in the world is going to happen to China? Well, China finally has realized this. they own $1.2 trillion of our debt, our national debt, of that $17 trillion debt. Japan owns about $800 billion of it, but China owns about $1.2 trillion. And because of that, and because of the fact that they're realizing that we're heading for the bottom, we're trying to devalue the dollar, which basically means that if they owned $1 trillion of our debt in the last several months, I remember said the dollar devalued by 30% from the yuan. If basically what has happened is that $1 trillion has just been cut down to $700 billion.
Hold that thought, Michael. Hold that thought. If you're out there listening on it, you have a question, don't hesitate to call us at 800-254-758. Don't hesitate to call us. We'll get the number when we get back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Guardian Roofing reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part to keep our streets safe. That important reminder is brought to you by Jeff Holland, the family and staff at Guardian Roofing at 443 Weber Court in Erie. So phone 303-828-4236 for Guardian Roofing. They're on the air because they care. POW-MIA Radio is celebrating its 20th anniversary of broadcasting on KHNC. The show was born in a discussion between station owner and manager Don Wiedemann and veteran Darwin Rutz in September of 1993. The focus of the show was then, is now, and always will be the American prisoner of war and the missing in action. We want to thank the entire family of the American Freedom Network for their generous support of this program. Also, we could not be as successful without our sponsors, researchers, guests, and most of all, you, the loyal listeners. God bless, and thank you.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number here, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, his series, The Global Financial Death Spiral. And you can get this at News with Views, and I'll put you through to Michael in just a moment, and he will tell you basically how you can get the material through him. He's got great material. I've known Michael for a long period of time, and you can depend upon what he says. You can bet your life on it. Now, what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is they're lying to us. They tell us that, well, certainly things are not good, but we still have a gross domestic product that's increasing about 2% a year. Yes, other countries are increasing 3 or 4% a year, but maybe we'll start growing again, and our economy will come, and we can grow ourselves out of this, and we can't do it. Why? because we've designed our tax structure to encourage our major corporations to go overseas and keep their money offshore. And if you're an American corporation, why, you'll pay 35% capital gains tax here in the United States. You'll pay 35% corporate tax in the United States. If you move to Singapore or Hong Kong or wherever, why, you'll pay 3 or 4%. And if you bring the money back here to develop our economy, you'll be punished. Why is that? Well, it's very simple, because the people who control our country have an intense hatred of America. The people who control our country are subversive. Their loyalty is in this globalist dream of bringing about a one-world government. They've built up the economy of China. They've built up the economy of Malaysia. They've built up the economy, certainly, in India. It's been a wonderful accomplishment. But in the process, they're intentionally and maliciously lowering the economy here, and their plan is to impoverish the American people, ultimately to destroy the value of our currency, and out of the chaos that will come the demand for a world government. Because their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why we're backing the Muslim Brotherhood in places like Syria today, that is killing the Christians. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're financing the killing of Christians throughout the world. The Supreme Court opens every session with a statement, God save the United States, or God bless the United States in this honorable court. The Supreme Court, that's how the Supreme Court opens every session. But don't you dare mention God in our schools. Why? Because the people in the Supreme Court hate the God of the Bible. And when you begin to understand that, and certainly Dr. Kaufman does, as he opened this program with the idea that we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and economic battlefield. If you have a question for Dr. Kaufman, our number is 877-254-7524. Michael, how can people get in touch with you, get copies of this 7-part series, and get the books that you've written?
Well, this 7-part series is found on our website, AmericaPlundered.com. AmericaPlundered, one word, .com. And under the menu and so forth, go to op-eds, and they're right there. You can't miss them. They're basically a series that we started. I thought maybe it'd be 2 articles worth. It's turned out to be 7 because there is so much of a disaster out there. I knew it was really bad, but I had no idea it was as bad as it is. In fact, I do not see how we can get out of it at this point unless God intervenes in some way. And that's not certainly, history has shown that when he intervenes in a positive way, that can change the whole picture. But at this point, let me go back to China. It's really important. There's 2 things to consider now. China's in a big world of hurt, and they're realizing they're losing money hand over fist by the U.S. devaluing the dollar. And so they have developed a defensive technique. But before I can talk about that defensive technique, I have to talk about the fact that the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. About 60 to 70% of all nationals' reserves are in U.S. dollars of every nation out there. Why? Because in order for them to trade with other nations, they have to use U.S. dollars, which creates a huge demand for U.S. dollars. And therefore, we can borrow as much as we want, technically speaking, and get away with it because the world needs U.S. dollars. It has to have U.S. dollars to operate. And now we're in a situation, if you actually destroy that ability to be the reserves currency, what happens is that you have something like about $31 trillion, is pretty close to being correct, I think, $31 trillion out there circulating around in the world that all of a sudden are useless because they no longer need them in order to trade with other nations and so forth. And so that's all going to come back to the U.S. Now, what do you suppose happens when 31, or let's say 25, because some of it's here in the United States, let's say $25 trillion suddenly gets dumped onto U.S. shores, and there's nothing behind it. It's all just paper. Well, it's actually electronic digits, but nonetheless, you understand what I'm saying. All of a sudden, the U.S. dollar becomes worthless. is probably worth 0.0001 cent on what the dollar is right now. And it, because what is used to be a $3 loaf of bread, in fact, it used to be 30 cents when I was a kid, but a $3 loaf of bread now would just suddenly be worth about $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000. I mean, it could go up almost that much every single day, because that would mean we're in hyperinflation. And that's the danger of having the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. If it suddenly becomes that we're no longer the reserve's currency, it is over for us, literally over. We lost it all. Now, what is China doing? China is attempting to become the yuan, become a the world's reserve currency. What they're doing is that they're buying up tons and tons of gold around the world, as much gold as they can possibly buy without causing in the inflation of the price of gold. So they have several thousand metric tons now. We supposedly have more, although we're not sure if that really exists anymore. But the fact is that once China has this basis to demonstrate to the world that they can be the world's reserve currency, what we could do is the United States dollar can lose its reserve currency standard immediately. I mean, overnight. And China, the yuan of China would become the world's reserve currency to do the same thing that the dollar has been doing since after World War II. And what that means is disaster for us, and it means that China probably can get out of its debt crisis. So it's really strategizing. China is really strategizing to dump the U.S. in order to save itself, because it has tremendous debt as well. And they need to do something to get out of that. And they're trying to attack the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency stat. You never hear about that in the daily news and so forth. They have actually 9 nations now that have agreed to do this with them. It's not something that is just maybe will happen. It is actually happening right now. Now, whether they're successful or not, time will tell. It will take a couple of years really for it to actually work, unless something else precipitates the whole problem first. But that's another one of these components of this perfect storm that's rushing at us.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Never be too busy to take an active interest in your children, their friends, and their activities. Everyone knows about drugs and alcohol, but also be aware of household chemicals, because they are slowly hurting and killing our children. Please be more involved and teach your children to live sensibly and a drug-free life. This important reminder is brought to you by Fred Ruthage, the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. Phone 303-857-4171. That's 303-857-4171. Rocky Mount Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military, and we want to thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message is from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, with a large variety of rental handguns for their shooting range. Offering classes and serving gun enthusiasts for over 25 years, Colorado's largest gun safe dealer. They're on the air, proudly saluting our troops. And POW MIA Radio is celebrating its 20th anniversary of broadcasting on KHNC. The show was born in a discussion between station owner and manager Don Wiedemann and veteran Darwin Rutz in September of 1993. The focus of the show was, then, is now, and always will be, the American prisoner of war and the missing in action. We want to thank the entire family of the American Freedom Network for their generous support of this program. Also, we could not be as successful without our sponsors, researchers, guests, and most of all, you, the loyal listeners. God bless, and thank you.
Thank you. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and this is an excellent series of articles. I've read it through several times. Dr. Kaufman covers this subject very, very well. And you must understand what's happening. You're not getting the truth from the controlled media. They're simply lying to us. They're telling us that our gross domestic product is growing. It is actually simply shrinking because they're lying to us about inflation. Inflation, you have to take into account what happens to food and energy. Oh, well, they've taken those things out. Why did they take them out? Because they're going up. And because if you look at the real inflation rate, it's about 8% at the present time. Our food has gone up 146% the last 4 years. Energy's gone up 400%. Certainly, a gallon of gas 4 or 5 years ago was a dollar. Today, it's pushing $3 to $4 a gallon of gasoline. The same thing is true. Electric bills are going up all across America. But of course, it happens so subtly. And after all, they wouldn't lie to us about the fact we're in a recession, would they? And the answer is absolutely. So they're lying to us about inflation. They're lying to us about gross domestic product. They're lying to us about unemployment, because you need to look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, U6 rates, and, well, Michael, they don't need to hear me. Could you explain to them the difference between U2 and U6 and why the U6 rates are so important rather than the U2?
On every Thursday, as being reported out that the unemployment rate is such and such and such and such. The U6 is the number that the unemployment rate would be if you actually were to include people who have given up recently, have given up and not even looking for work anymore. That's around 14-15%. Now, there's another number that is never, ever mentioned, and that is the long-term people that have given up working. They're now on welfare and other things, and that would put us closer to 23%, the same as what we experienced during the Great Depression in the late 1920s and early 30s. So if you included everything that was actually considered back in the 1930s to calculate the 24-25% unemployment, if you use that same approach, methodology, we would be at 23% unemployment. That's how the government basically fools you so badly into thinking things are much better than they seem. You look around and you think, this is not good. But yet, all the statistics are showing us pretty good. We're, have a 2% growth in gross domestic product and so forth. But it's false. You see inflation at 2.5%. People on Social Security maybe get a 1.5% increase in their benefits and so forth. When inflation, as Stan just mentioned, is closer to 8 or 9%, real inflation. And it's actually much higher than that if you included some of the other things. But nonetheless, when you include food and energy, which are two absolutely essential things for you to live on a day-to-day basis, they're not included in the inflationary index anymore. They're gone. And so it looks like it's much better than it is, when in fact you're hurting. We have actually probably declined, taking as much as 30% out of your wealth in the average family. The wealth of the average family is probably down by 30% in the last 10 years. It's just beyond belief how this government is stealing from us on a daily basis and is clamoring to get bigger and bigger and bigger and steal more and more and more of your independent wealth. Now, what does this all mean? Is it going to mean hyperinflation? Well, it could. I mean, again, we're working towards this perfect storm. Is it going to happen? Nobody knows. Well, I think that there are certain key people that realize if they did certain things, it could happen or would happen. But we don't know, as an average American citizen, we're going to get into hyperinflation or not. But the point is that we're heading in that direction, literally heading in that direction. And it could happen. In fact, the probability is greater than 50% that it'll happen because of all what's going on. Now, let's take a look at quantitative easing here in this country. We've had three periods of quantitative easing that are adding trillions and trillions of dollars to our debt that are not actually showing up on the balance sheet. they're hidden. We're claiming we have the $17 trillion debt. But if you take in the debt of states, the debt of consumer debt, and all the rest, it's closer to $40 trillion. And above that, we have $126 trillion of unfunded mandates in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that are coming due. And yet we see the progressives in Congress fighting every effort to try to deal with this before it becomes an utter catastrophe. We have people that are literally, by their actions, be it pride or because it's deliberate. Now, I think some of them know that this is happening, and they want to do it. They want to bring this nation down. They want it because they hate this nation. They despise this nation. Progressives in general. I mean, this goes back hundreds of years. This is nothing new. Progressives, right back to the French Revolution and so forth, that started this whole thing. They hate their nations. They despise their nations, and the same is true with progressives here and socialists in Europe. They despise their nations, and they are trying to destroy them and build them up in this utopian image that they have, that they know in their minds is real, that they can accomplish this. If all these people just stop blocking them, you know, you've heard how many times, hundreds and hundreds of times over the last 5 years, how all of Obama's problems are caused by this person, that event, whatever the case might be. There's always some excuse that justifies the fact that they have not been successful as they knew they would have been had they not had this opposition or this catastrophe or this weather event, whatever the case might be. So we're seeing this and the quantitative easing. Now let's understand, we are not in a recovery period. Literally are not in a recovery period. The only thing that's justifying the recovery is the quantitative easing, because that has actually enriched Wall Street, and it's enriched the bankers, but has done nothing for you and I. Nothing. In fact, if it had ever gotten down to Main Street, where you and I live, it would have sparked inflation and perhaps hyperinflation, because of the fact that it would also all of a sudden be down in the average person's pockets. But the only thing that quantitative easing done, and this is so devastating, makes me so angry it can spit tacks, is that deliberately, and Obama's behind this 100%, don't kid yourself, it's deliberately being done to make Wall Street richer, because that's the only one that's receiving this, along with the banks.
We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are in terrible financial straits. What's going to happen? Well, there certainly could be an EMP attack. There could be a solar flare. Certainly, there could be China could suddenly demand that we pay back all the money. China could start selling the couple of trillion dollars in bonds that they're holding, American bonds, T-bills, certainly mortgage bonds. Any one of these things could tip the market, and we would plunge into financial chaos literally overnight. And the banks are aware of that. That's the significance of what happened yesterday when Chase Manhattan suddenly announced, why, if you have an account with them, you can't move your money out of the United States. What madness is that? I lived in South Africa. They have these same sort of restrictions there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, get your financial system in order. We have a 4-CD set on financial affairs. We recommend for you, we recommend that you listen to our programs regularly, and you understand we're on the brink of major catastrophic events. I'm having as a guest on my afternoon program next week, Ambassador Woolsey, a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He's going to be talking about something he's very, very concerned about, the threat of an EMP attack. People say it couldn't happen, and the question is, why couldn't it happen? And there's no reason in the world, I'm firmly convinced, from what I've been told by elitists, that the Iranians have a nuclear weapon. I was personally told this by a key researcher in about 1994. Go up on the Internet and type in Washington Times, October 2011, Iranian nuclear weapon, and you'll find it's true. But, of course, the vast majority of the media is not going to tell you the truth because they don't want you to know, and you won't know until it's too late. You need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get a DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You should get the book A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. He was 30 years with the Defense Department, writes for World Net Daily at the present time. You need, Sydney, to go to highfrontier.com and pull down the material by Ambassador Henry Cooper. You need to find out what's going on because the media is controlled. They're not telling you. And Sydney, one moment after an EMP attack, the whole financial system of America would come down. Our telephone number is 1-800.